The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for all you are doing. Thank you for your work in every life. Thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Lord, we appreciate you because this morning again, you will speak to our hearts. The little time I have to spend here, Lord, take over. Speak your hearts. Bless your people. Water us with your life. Shine your light brighter upon our hearts and grant grace to every one of us. Thank you, our Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. See, one thing that is so clear at this time is God wants man to come into understanding. He wants us to live life of ignorance and come to understanding. You know, when we say understanding, is light dawning on us. It's light coming to us. Light of the Father. Light, you know, like Daddy was saying yesterday, he was talking about, we're talking about Christ, the Father, and God. They have their light. Hallelujah. You know, when Christ comes, he comes with his life. And how does he pass his life to us? Bringing us his knowledge. Bringing us his words. He said, in the beginning was the word. Now, the word has his own word that has to make us like the word. Now, if you don't encounter that word, we can never encounter him. He keeps coming. He keeps bringing his word because he wants to make us. Hallelujah. Now, when he's coming with understanding. They have their different kinds of life. And when he says gift of God, these beings, they're actually the gifts. They are the gifts that God has given to man for man to come up to the place where they want man to come into. Long time ago, Daddy said something. He said, it's a privilege to have life. It's not entitlement. That you are alive today, you are a human being, is a privilege. He decided that you should be a man, and you are a man. He was saying yesterday, if you say you are a rat, there's nothing you can do. You will be a rat. But the one that made us said, you should be a man. And what man should do, man is to express God. While we are alive, yesterday he said, you are not alive to be a doctor. That's an aspect of your life. That's not the full aspect of your life. Your full life is to be like the man carrying the life of God. That's what he has given to man. And that is where he wants us all to come into. To have an understanding, to have a knowledge. To be knowledgeable. Hallelujah. I want us to go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. 2, 2. Hallelujah. That their hearts might be comforted. Comforted. That means without God, there is no comfort. Every man that is troubled, that lack peace, there is no comfort. He said he must be comforted. When you are comforted, you are put together. You are coming into the life that makes life. You know, Christ, the Father, and God, they are one. They are not scattered. They are together. They give comfort. They minister peace. They minister well-being. They minister grace to everyone that comes across them. So being knit together in love is the light that they have that they are transferring to man. Being knit together. We are knit, when something is knitted, It's like you are working on crochet and things like that. It's a single thread. You use it to make patterns. And they are all connected together. Just pull one, everything is loosened. So we should be knitted like that. That I am you, you are me. Because we are in the same God that has brought us together. And that's why when we are together, what binds us together is actually his love. When they are bringing their understanding, they are bringing the love for us to live as one. With the light that they are shining upon us, we are to live as one. I should be you, you should be me. I should be concerned about you, you should be concerned about me. That's the gift they have given to man. For man to be whole. If you are not, it's just pastor, then they are not part of what is happening. When you are part, no matter what is happening, you are flowing along with everyone. We are joining together. Hallelujah. And unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. Full assurance. Assurance is sure. Is sure of understanding to the acknowledgement. You know, when we write books, said acknowledgement, you acknowledge some people. This one, you acknowledge the mystery. That this mystery, they are in faces, so is not one. You start, you know, it starts from the head to Christ. But we start from Christ. We have moved to the Father, then to God. We must acknowledge these mysteries. When I say mystery, is something hid in them. So to meet this mystery, you meet them. Because they are the ones carrying the mystery. You can't come into their understanding without meeting them. And you meet them through their words. You meet them coming to the knowledge of who they are. We must love knowledge. Say we must love knowledge. Because these beings are knowledge beings. They are knowledge beings. We must love to know. You must love to want more. And you keep going and going and going. And he said, the theme of this program is the gift of God. His gift. It's not what you work for and they pay you. It's not wages. It's gift. Gift of God. And that he was saying, yes, he said, they are the one that give the gift. They determine when you are ready for another one. But what we need to do is, as it's coming, we keep believing. You keep going after. When instructions comes, you go after. You must love commandments. Hallelujah. So when they are bringing their instructions, our hearts must be open to receive. Amen. And as we receive them, they keep coming to us. There are different levels. But they know the work. Thank God for God. Because this work is actually their work in us. They are the one doing the work. They are the one bringing themselves to man. That the one that decide this is what you need at this time, so we bring it to you. And as we cooperate with it, more will keep coming. Hallelujah. Amen. We are not yet there, but we are going there. We keep moving on. This is not the time to slow down. This is not to be weak. This is not the time to be weary. This is the time to pursue God. Say, pursue God. Hallelujah. So as they are coming, they are bringing clarity. They are bringing understanding. That's clarity. Understanding. You know, their life. Their life is not something you can pick on the street. What the church is meant for is to give understanding to man. We gather for understanding. And as the understanding comes, we keep changing. Hallelujah. So you can't say, God knows that I'm receiving from me, so I am changing inside of me. And nobody sees it. No, it's not true. When you change, we know. The light will be made bare. You will leave it in our midst. So we'll see that you are actually changing because you are receiving that life. The gift of God is actually coming. Hallelujah. Amen. So they're actually the gifts. Christ is the gift. The Father is the gift. God is the gift. And their gift is also life. That was saying that someone yesterday was life. They give life. And that life is actually also water. Okay, let me read John chapter 1 from verse 1. Let's read that quickly. Saying the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Said the same, that the Word was in the beginning with God. All things were made by the Word. And without the Word was not anything made that was made. He made all things by the Word. They are the only ones that were not made. Every other thing existing today were made. They are the creator. But he is the one that came and did the work of all of them together. He did the creation. Hallelujah. The Word made all things. Praise the Lord. But he made all things on their behalf. They were made. They were in the eternal past. It was when creation came to be that they came to the everlasting to come and create. Hallelujah. And they made all things. Now, go to form. In him was life. And the life was the light of man. His life is actually to be the life, is to be the light of men. His life is to give man light. When you say, I come in contact with Christ, you should come in contact with that life that will bring light. And light is actually understanding. That will now show you how to live in his presence. How to walk, that you might be able to gain the gift of God. Hallelujah. Now in John chapter 4, he says something by himself. 4 verse 10. Jesus met this Samaritan woman. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God. He declared himself as the gift of God. And who it is that said to thee, give me to drink. Thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. So he has living water to give to man, for man to live in his presence. Now let's go on. And that woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Let's go on. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank there for himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. This water that the woman is talking about, our father gave us this water. He said, if you drink of this water, you come back. You will be thirsty. But go on. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. That water, he shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him. It shall be in him a well of water springing. Not just a well that is quiet there. Springing. Bringing forth more water into the everlasting life. Springing, coming forth, flowing through, meeting needs, coming to men. Well, springing. It will become a fountain. Springing onto life. Hallelujah. This well is a well that springs by itself. Just encounter the well. Encounter that water, it will spring forth. And that's the season they want us to come into, whereby the well will permit the well to spring. You know, it's possible for the well to be inside of you and be calm there. They don't want it to remain just there. As the well has come to you, it's meant to be answers to the questions of men in the world we are in today. Hallelujah. So what God wants to do is when you encounter this gift, you yourself, you become a gift. You become a gift. You be carrier of the life that they have. When you encounter Christ, you become, you reveal Christ. You made manifest Christ. You encounter the Father, you made manifest the Father. Hallelujah. And when we encounter God, we made manifest God. So that tells us something. We are not to sit down and be warming chairs. This life should break forth through us. Men should come to more of life as they encounter us. So be conscious every day that you are going out, that I am going to meet people that we have encountered with the life I am carrying. And when you are thinking like that, you'll be conscious of what you do. You won't get anywhere and start behaving anyhow. Because you know you are carrying God. Praise the Lord. So this gift that they have given to us, they want us to be gifts. So that they themselves can also give us as gift to men in our generation. Our life is to be raised, to be broken, and be given. That's what they want to do with us. Raise us. Break us. Because if you are not broken, you can't flow out. So we are going to die many, many deaths. As you are being broken, you have to flow out with the life of God to people around us. That men will come and encounter with the God we are declaring. God will no longer be vague. God will be seen through our lives. Hallelujah. So that is what they have determined to do with us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, all of us, God is working. And he's working in making us to become. He said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you. In that making, they're making us to be gifts. You meet Christ, he makes you to be a gift of Christ. You meet the Father, he makes you to be the gift of the Father. When we come into God, he makes us to be the gift of God. So we keep growing from level to level, from their life to their life. Hallelujah. Amen. Daddy said something yesterday. He said, if you encounter Christ, you are still Christ. You can still be corrupted. You have to struggle to move on and be encounter the Father that is not variable. The Father that is constant. The Father that does not change. Now, when we get to that point, they know that, okay, you can represent us. Hallelujah. So God is in the business of raising men and making them to be gifts and giving them to men. God is in that business and is working so much on it. Hallelujah. And I'm just encouraging each and every one of us this afternoon that please, let's be totally committed. It pays. Eternal life is sweet. It's sweet. You know, it's they bring you to this joy that is not dependent on whether you have eaten or you have not eaten. It's dependent of you knowing who they are. And that knowledge brings joy. That knowledge brings hope. That knowledge brings stability. You know that your name is Dixon. Now, if you are walking by and somebody says Dixon, you look back. But if they say Jeremiah, you are not Jeremiah. You are Dixon. So like you know your name, they want us to come to that understanding of them. That we know them as they are, not as we assume they are. There's so many assumptions in the street out there. That they are not. Church has made so many things. We have by our own mind and our own, we have created so many things through our minds. How they call on Rebuy? And supposed to be. No. There's no supposed to. There's who he is. So we should learn him and live according to his knowledge, according to the understanding they are bringing to us, according to the knowledge they are showering on us as we come together. Hallelujah. We should come into church and get service and go out and do more for the Lord. Shine more for the Lord because you have encountered, you know him. He's a shorty. You're not confused. You know that you know that you know because they are knowledge. Hallelujah. So God is calling our hearts. He's drawing our hearts. He's drawing our souls. That all of us, not minding age, not minding, it's not long I joined you. It's not that. Is your heart believing that what we are saying at this time is for you, is for me? Because our Father is speaking to us to bring us to where they are. And that journey we will arrive in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling our hearts. Let's keep moving on. We can't stop. You can't be dozer. It's not for some people. It's the business of our Father. So we are all in this business together. Hallelujah. So when you are working in a company, you are part of that company. You are part, no matter the little you are contributing, you are part of the whole success of that company. And if the company fails, you are part of the failure of that company. But we are together as one, as part of this company, as part of this business that our Father is doing, and he's doing the business of life. That's his business. His business is not to give you clothes. It's not to look for house for you. Those are Ayaba. His business is life. And that life, from life, the life of Christ, the life of the Father, and the life of God, we will all encounter it. And we come in, finally, we encounter eternal life. Because that's where they're actually going. That's their gift. They want to give us eternal life. But you can't have eternal life without first meeting Christ and meeting the Father and meeting eternal life. Let's just appreciate God this morning. Let's thank him for his work in us.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.